A Boundless Reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and hallelujah, the snow has arrived. You know, the thing about it is our kids are excited about the white stuff that's floating around in the air, and I'm sure that the conversation is right now at our house is, do you think we'll have school Monday? And I can probably imagine that if the weather forecast indicates anything to what Monday looks like, I would imagine that, yes, school will be back in session. But anyway, we will be grateful for the day that it is and the time that we get to share in the snow. And, of course, it's a little freezing, or not freezing, but it is, the temperatures are cooler out there. So stay safe and be warm this evening, hopefully. Got to work out in the weather a little bit this morning. And, you know, I've often been reminded that a water hose that's been left in a bucket and is basically covered by water, it kind of takes a little while to thaw out. I had to use the water hose today, and so that didn't go as anticipated because of poor preparation. But lessons learned, right? Lessons learned from putting the water hose away in the right location to where it's not sitting in the bucket for next time. But anyway, thankful for that lesson today. I hope each and every one of you have had a good week. Today's Friday, so kind of closing this week. And, you know, some things that we've talked through this past week and things that have been discussed. And I guess mostly what I wanted to do today was just kind of conclude maybe a little bit better some thoughts from our overall discussion. I don't know, not even a discussion, because you guys are just kind of hearing what I say and what's on my mind, but some thoughts as far as how everything ends up. And I guess for me, what I have been truly reminded of this week, especially, and what God has kind of revealed, is that, you know, he's in full control. Even when there are times that I may have doubt in my own heart or struggle with having confidence that God is in control, I think that has been something that has been shown to me this week. I got to spend a little time with a family that's been through a hard season of life with an injury to their loved one there, and, you know, got to listen to them. And I tell you, you would look at that life experience that they've endured, as hard as it was to be in a position to where now my brother is, you know, facing some challenges from physical limitations because of an accident, and just the whole way in which they've dealt with that challenge has been very encouraging for me. And I know that they would probably say it's been encouraging that you stop by and talk with us and, you know, spend a little time with us. But I think that the Trapp family is a special family, and I'm honored to be a part of their life and this journey that they're going through. I pray for them. I pray that God continue to work in the midst of something that seems so difficult and so overwhelming. I could only imagine having to face what they have faced. But my prayers continue to go their way. I love this precious family, and I pray that God would continue to use them as he has. And so I guess as what has happened through some conversation, through some visiting, and then just again, yeah, you know, God has everything in full and his under his control. And so I'm grateful for that. You know, things have kind of happened here recently with even with my work and just some stuff that has kind of come up. And so you know, it's like you get the impression that, you know, this is not something, of course, of your own doing. God has allowed things to kind of come to fruition, if you will. So I'm grateful for that. I'm thankful that even in the midst of what we would say, sometimes in our life, we may face things that are, again, maybe we don't have all the answers and everything doesn't seem like a good deck of cards, if you will. But it always seems to be okay. And especially it's okay because God is the one that has the authority in our life. And so if I am confident in that and I rest in that assurance, I think that there is motivation that he provides for us whenever those times happen to where maybe we want to sulk in despair or discouragement. And so I'm grateful that God has allowed me this week to live. It's been a busy week, but it's been good. And so I've even been able to spend some time with a longtime friend of mine that I grew up with, and we've kind of worked with each other and pray for him. Pray he's having some physical ailments as well. But yes, very, very thankful for how God has, as always, has completely demonstrated his control, even in the midst of where I think that how things just kind of come together. But I did want to just leave you with this passage as we conclude this week, and as the kids are excited about the white stuff that's on the ground. It's out of the book of Jude. It's just this verse. It says, or a couple verses. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, I pray that you have a good weekend. If you do get to have the weekend off, if you don't, then I pray that everything goes well with whatever it is that you are having to work or do. But I think that, again, the ability that God continues to display by his presence through his word is significant for us as we carry on every day, every week, and for the rest of our lives. God bless, and I pray for you all, and I hope that you have a good time in the snow, maybe, or just look at it beside a window. A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I look forward to speaking again with you soon.